Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. When Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus, everything changed. He moved from darkness to light. He experienced the forgiveness of his sins and entered into a new life with God, which would never end. His whole life changed direction, and he became an enthusiastic champion of the Christian faith, encouraging everyone to discover this salvation for themselves. In this verse, he reminds Timothy that becoming a Christian is not the end of the process. God saves us for a purpose, so that we'll live a transformed life of holiness. Holiness is the kind of word from which we all naturally shrink. Like Isaiah long ago, we're more than aware of how unholy we are and how unholy our society is. However, holiness is God's intention for us, because that is life at its best. Let me illustrate this by sharing the experience of living with hard water. My wife and I have spent much of our married life living in chalky areas, and as you probably know, chalk tends to fur up water pipes. It does it very gradually, but as time passes, the pipes get so clogged that water can no longer pass through them. If sin is like the chalky deposits which restrict the water flow, holiness is like having totally clear pipes. So when we live holy lives, we're able to live life to the full. Seeking to be holy is the same as seeking to be fully alive. That's why salvation is so important. God has saved us so that we can live a holy life. Paul often reminded his readers that salvation is a gift, and it's vital that we remember that. We possess many things that are ours because we worked hard for them. Our educational and sporting achievements are the result of our effort, and our possessions are often the reward of years of work. But salvation is different. It's entirely a gift. However much effort we put into it, we cannot achieve salvation. All we can do is open our hands and receive the gift. That's amazing grace. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We pray that you will teach us more each day how to live a holy life. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.